That's all I can do.
That monkey, that!
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris Hanner.
I'm John Michael.
How are you, John?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Not bad. Did you have a good week?
Had a good week. It wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
You know, we had the autumnal equinox. It's kind of a big deal, I guess.
Did you stand an egg up on its end? Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
Oh, is this the time? I don't know. No, I didn't.
Is it still hot down there? Still roasting.
It's still hotter than, yeah. It's hot enough to cook an egg in your pants.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Sure. Who says there's such a thing as global warming?
Nah, nobody.
No.
It's all a lie.
It is a lie. It is a lie. It's the government just trying to, control us.
Okay.
Or whatever, you know.
Have you run into Penn and Teller down there in your travels?
I have not run into Penn and Teller, but then I don't frequent strip clubs, so no. I wouldn't expect to run into Penn and Teller, or at least Penn.
Well, you know, they're out and about. I guess there's a at Halloween Horror Nights this year, there is a Penn and Teller themed haunted house.
Yes, there is.
And I guess they were down there to open it and did a big like Q&A thing. Well, Penn did the Q&A, Teller just stood there. but you know, figure you're a man about town. You might have like run into him at a restaurant or something.
Yeah, no, haven't. No.
Okay.
But I'll keep an eye out. I mean, I have run into Dee Snider in the past at Halloween Horror Nights, so you know, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
If you run into Penn, get me an autograph. He's a fellow atheist, and you know
he is a fellow atheist.
He is, and he's really outspoken about it too.
Oh, like you're not.
Not as much as him, no.
Mm-hmm.
No. Anyway. Because he was friends with, like, Chris Hitchinson and, like, Richard Dawkins and all the big heavy hitters in the atheist community.
Mm.
Did you
exactly.
Know, here's a fun fact. Did you know that Christopher Hitchens used to babysit Olivia Wilde when she was a kid?
Sure. That's interesting.
I read that on the internet. I thought that was kind of fascinating.
Oh, it must be true then.
Well, no, she says
you read it,
in an
on the internet.
She said it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Just thought that was strange.
Bizarre.
Never mind. So what's going on?
Well, you know, it's been kind of a interesting week in the news.
It has.
You been following the news?
I've been following some of it.
Yeah? What have you been following?
I saw the thing where Romney was accused of self-tanning when he
yes.
went on Telemundo.
Yes.
Which I thought was hysterical.
It was.
He also apparently stacked the audience because they couldn't get enough people to sit in with the audience, so they had to like go out and grab his people and put them in seats so that
Yeah, he ended up with a bunch of Filipinos because look alike, I guess, to him.
Is that what you were referring to?
Yes.
Okay.
No, it's not at all what I'm referring to.
Okay.
Not at all. You know, it's this ongoing problem that people have with the paparazzi.
Oh,
I mean,
can
you believe that, you know, somebody took a picture of Princess Kate Middleton topless?
Oh, that thing? Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even see any of the pictures, so how do we even know?
Well, I mean, you know, it's not like she's got a big pair of Dolly Parton Hooters there. But it's you know, have we ever seen pictures of, like, a U.S. president naked or first lady or, you know, aside from George Bush's drunk twins, you really don't, you know, have these problems. But when you go to these other countries, I mean, what kind of father is Charles? Because obviously his daughter-in-law is flashing her tits. His son is running around naked in a hotel room with Ryan Lochte in Vegas.
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't been a good couple of years for the royal family.
Not at all. Not at all. But, you know, the thing I've heard that there are people saying that, you know, oh, it's such a shame, you know, she should expect privacy. It's like, no, she shouldn't.
No, she's
the next in line for the throne. You don't get anything.
Yeah, when you...
You're not entitled to a damn thing.
When you get into that kind of life, you have to expect no more privacy.
Exactly.
Okay, well, I'm looking at the pictures. That's nothing to be overjoyed
ashamed
about.
Of?
No. No, I mean, she doesn't have a whole lot of anything.
No, she doesn't. But still, it's like, you know, if you're that stupid to take your top off and sunbathe, then you know what? If some idiot's got a big enough lens, more power to him.
Well, there's a picture, and it doesn't look like... Which one is she married to?
The ugly one.
Well, there's a picture in the set of some guy rubbing suntan lotion on her mostly bare ass that doesn't look like the dude. Here, wait, let me send that to you.
That's the royal ass cream spreader.
I mean, maybe. Where'd Jack go? There you go. Take a look at that. It's halfway down the page, I guess. Starts the uncensored pictures. And tell me if that looks like her husband.
I do like the picture at the top where it's got two round circles covering her boobs, and one's Harry and one's the other guy. What's his name? Kate and what's his name?
Kate, yeah, I have no idea.
No, that's him. You can tell by the huge bald spot. William.
Is that William?
Yes.
Okay, well, it's still, you know, an interesting photo, I guess. I mean, but it's not... You know, she doesn't have really big boobs. She doesn't have really small boobs. It's, you know, nothing you can't see on the internet by typing in boobs into Google.
And you can see much better boobs.
Yeah, I mean, they're almost kind of saggy in that bottom picture.
Yeah, and I guess part of the scandal is that the two magazines that printed these pictures are owned by the Prime Minister of Italy, Silvio Berlusconi.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, so do you think he just did it out of spite? I'll show those stuck up. Because it really is nothing to write home to.
No, I mean, they're probably a B cup, I would say. if I had to guess.
Yeah, boobs are boobs. Who cares?
I mean, I don't know.
You know, it's just a matter of time before there are naked pictures of Fergie's $2 wearing nothing but those stupid-ass hats they wore to the wedding.
And that's just so that she can get back in the news.
Well, exactly. And have you heard about who's trying to get back in the news?
Who?
Oh, this is a legendary character from U.S. history. And I just forgot her name. She's the fat chick who blew Clinton.
Monica Lewinsky?
Yes.
What's she trying to do?
Apparently she's been offered $12 million to write a tell-all book about the affair. Because really, what else can she do?
What is she, like, doing for a living?
Well, apparently she's shopping around a $12 million book deal.
Well...
She was designing handbags for a while.
She's 39 now.
Wow.
Oh, crap.
And never been touched. Oh, wait. I mean, really? I mean, who would even go out with that whore?
Somebody who wants a sure thing, apparently.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. It's gonna have the love letters to Clinton. Some
yep,
so intimate.
That she wrote.
They were never sent. He referred to Hillary as a cold fish. And the book is said to tell how former President Clinton enjoyed three-way sex, orgies, and using sex toys. Well, who doesn't?
Yes.
What the hell? Every guy's going to read that and go, yeah, so?
Yeah.
But why do people even care?
Because it's so much easier to talk about gossip than it is to deal with the real problems.
I guess. Here, this one says that she's writing it because she needs the money.
Well, she does need the money. Twinkies are expensive. Think about it.
That's why she did the Andrew Morton biography in 1998. Who the hell's Andrew Morton?
I have no idea. Somebody else she slept with.
Apparently she has massive legal debts.
Gee, you think so?
It's a misconception that she came from a wealthy family. She's had trouble finding work. Well, no, duh.
Duh.
Okay.
See, she's the kind of person who should go on, like, Celebrity Survivor. Just so that the other people can, like, kill her in the woods, kind of like Lord of the Flies. You know? Instead of the pig head with all the flies around it, it's a Monica Lewinsky head on a spike.
There you go. I don't understand, like, everybody knew that Kennedy was banging
Marilyn
Monroe.
Yeah.
That she was probably having three ways with him and his brother or whatever.
You think so?
You don't think that they were, like, double teaming that?
I don't know.
Making her airtight?
Yeah.
I think it's weird that, like, we didn't have problems with this back then. They didn't try to impeach Kennedy, although they probably didn't have time before they blew his head off. But
well, maybe that was the better answer.
So we just kill Bill Clinton?
Well, not now. You got away with it.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's all in the public eye now. He's all, yes. Like, everybody's like, oh, he should run for president again.
Yeah.
Can you do that? Could you run for president a second time?
Well, sure, because you'd serve your two terms, and then there was a break. You could run again.
That'd be so weird.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of Survivor.
Yeah.
Blair revealed she's divorced. It's horrible. Horrible. Oh.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe that's why she's on the show.
That's exactly why she's on the show, because it gave her something to do.
It must be nice. Do you think she's still wealthy?
I don't think so. Well, no, she was married to a priest or a pastor, and I bet they gave all their money away.
Because I know for something like Big Brother, they make, I think it's $700 a week.
That's really bad, isn't it?
Well, for being in the house. I mean, they're just sitting around. 700 bucks for not doing anything.
To have your life invaded by cameras, and I mean every aspect of your life.
Well, except going to the bathroom.
Well, no, because they have those cams on the pay website at night.
I just, you know, I'm just wondering, like, there's got to be a better way to get back into the spotlight other than I'm going to go on Survivor.
I don't know. It's kind of a sure thing. You know, here's little Christian girl, goody goody, stuck up Blair. And now she's out in the jungle.
Okay.
You know, that's all I'm saying.
Okay. I just think that there's probably a better way to do that.
No? What would that be? To have a viral video?
Well, maybe she should write a book. You know, it seems to work for everybody else.
Yeah, but people don't read anymore, do they? What would you read?
I think that people probably read more now that, like, the Kindle is easy to use and you can download books while you're sitting in the drive-thru at McDonald's or whatever.
Really?
Sure.
I don't know.
Audiobooks?
Let's see, audiobook isn't reading.
Well, you're listening to a book.
It's not the same thing.
But you're getting the same information. You're having it read to you.
I suppose. I'd rather have it acted out to me.
Well, there are those books where they do like a full production, like radio play with them.
Not so much.
No? You wouldn't want to hear that?
A radio play of the Monica Lewinsky story? That'd be gross. You imagine the guy who has to do sound effects for that? You know, who wants to listen to that for an hour and a half? Enough's enough.
Oh, that's gross.
See?
You need help.
Sorry, there is no help.
Well, I'll be sure. What we should do is when she goes on her book tour, we should get her on the show.
We should.
And say, come sit down with two people who really don't really care about you. And
you know. Hey, whore, can we interview you? I'll buy you a Big Mac.
Didn't she lose all that weight on Jenny Craig or whatever it was?
Yeah, it's all back. You notice all the celebrities who are now doing Weight Watchers and shit?
Yeah.
Like Jessica Simpson's big fat ass is doing Weight Watchers.
Well, yeah, and they were, I guess they had to force her to lose weight because at first she was under contract and she couldn't lose any of the weight. So they had to like be like, look, either you give all the money back or you lose the weight. So she went on some kind of like super diet where she probably starved herself.
Yeah, daddy probably shoved something in her mouth to keep her from eating.
What if they find out the daughter is actually her father's?
Wait a minute, that's the Casey Anthony story.
I'm not saying she's going to kill her daughter.
Oh.
But, like, they do some kind of weird blood test, and they find out that, you know, CSI style, that they have all this, like, DNA in common with the father. And then they admit it on national television that he porked her.
Oh, that'd be another Mari Povich episode. That'd be awesome. Today, who da baby daddy?
With Jessica Simpson.
Yes. Yeah. Interesting week, isn't it?
Yeah. Did you see, speaking of interesting week, did you see the story about the Houston police?
Which story was that?
Where they shot...
The guy with the double amputee?
They shot the double amputee because he was threatening people with a pen.
That could have been a dangerous pen. You don't know. Could have been a laser pointer.
Well, okay. So you got a dude in a wheelchair. He's missing one arm and one leg. He's swinging a pen. You don't think that you
don't
could...
Don't you think he'd be a little off balance?
You don't think that you could disarm him?
Arm and leg.
Well,
he's already disarmed.
No pun intended, but like... The officer was like, I was in fear for the safety of my partner and myself, so he shot him. So the partner couldn't get around the back of him and hold the one hand up and then take the pen out of the hand.
You couldn't shove your nightstick in a wheelchair wheel and stop it from moving?
I mean,
seriously, was he that violent? What was he going to do? Fall out of the chair and crawl after you with his one good arm?
Well, and then it turns into, like, The Walking Dead, because you can just walk up and just, like, kick him into the wall.
Exactly. Maybe they thought that was too violent.
So they just shot him instead?
Yeah. You know, it could have been a rough day. It could have been, like, the fourth crazy double amputee attacking somebody with a pen in the afternoon, and their life's like, oh, fuck. Bang!
So, apparently, according to the news report, the dude, the W amputee, was acting aggressively after his caretaker refused to give him a cigarette and a soda. So then you lock him up. You don't shoot him.
You push him down the stairs. You push him into a corner.
Okay, so, his name was, where'd it go? Brian Clouch?
Okay.
C-L-A-U-N-C-H. He lost an arm and a leg in a train accident. He trapped one of the officers with his wheelchair in the corner of a room and attempted to stab the officer with an object that turned out to be a pen. So, okay, so the officer who got trapped in the corner should really have his badge taken away if he can't defend himself
but
from a
there
guy
was
with a
more
pen.
There was more than one officer, right?
Yes, there were two.
What was the other guy doing?
Of shooting the guy.
Okay.
Maybe tase him? I don't know. Like, don't they all carry tasers now?
You think?
Oh, what the fuck, people? It is Texas, though. And we do know...
Well, and we've talked all about Texas, haven't we? Can we do a shout-out to Chris while we're here? Hey, Chris! Thanks for listening. And please excuse us while Chris hyperventilates.
I don't know. Like I said, most of the time you hear about something really bizarre, it either happens in Florida or Texas.
Well, Florida's a shithole. I can tell you that firsthand.
I don't know. I think that could have been handled differently.
Really? I don't know. You weren't there. You don't know how aggressive this one-armed, one-legged man was.
He was a one-armed, one-legged
purple people eater. Yeah. Boy, that train accident cost him an arm and a leg. But
I wonder what kind of train accident. I wish they would have elaborated. Like, had he tried to commit suicide and the best he could do is get an arm and a leg chopped off? You know, was he pushed in front of the train by a supposed friend?
Ooh.
You know, what the hell?
Conspiracy. It was his caregiver. No?
No.
Whatever.
I just think it was kind of an interesting story.
Really?
Yeah.
I suppose.
Because then, you know, Fiona Apple was arrested in Texas this week also.
Yeah, but who cares? Does anybody listen to her anymore?
Is she the one that's now engaged to the guy from Nickelback? Or is that somebody else?
I don't know. If she's engaged to the guy from Nickelback, she's going to kill herself in front of a train. Just saying.
And you know,
Nickelback is the best you could do? Really?
It's weird because...
Coldplay?
Like, she was on her bus, and they arrested her for weed on her bus.
Well, somebody turned her in.
She's not driving. What's the...
It's possession. It's 9/10 of the law.
I guess. See, now I have to figure out if she's the one engaged to the Nickelback singer. Nickelback singer. Oh, it's Avril Lavigne.
Who's engaged or who is high?
No, who's engaged to Chad Kroeger.
Oh, Chad Kroeger. Musical genius that he is.
I don't listen to her either, so. She's the one that did that stupid, "Hey, hey, you, you, I don't like your boyfriend." Isn't that her song?
Hey, hey, you, you. Yeah, I guess so.
I love when you sing on the show.
You had a boyfriend that looked like the girlfriend. Da, 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 da. Whatever. Yeah, pop music.
Yeah. Oh, here's an interesting story. Let's just do all news stories this week. There's a Fox News host that wants South Park investigated for blasphemy.
Oh, crazy right-wing nut jobs.
Todd Starnes? Host of Fox News and Commentary, the author of Dispatches from Bitter America, spoke on a panel about religious hostility in America and the Values Voter Summit in Washington. What the hell was that?
What was what?
That noise.
don't know what you mean.
Calm down. We condemn anyone who denigrates religious faith, and they come out in regards to an anti-Muslim film, you know, because everybody's talking about that this week. But they want anti-Christian films and TV shows to be held accountable. They want federal investigation into shows like South Park, which has denigrated all faiths.
That's right. They're an equal opportunity offender.
Right. South Park has famously taken on religions of all kinds. Scientology is parodied in an episode where Stan is thought to be the reincarnation of Scientology founder L. Ron Hubbard. And Tom Cruise won't come out of Stan's closet.
Yep.
Mormonism is mocked in an episode where Stan is impressed by a Mormon's family behaviors, if not convinced of their beliefs. Cartman constantly makes fun of Kyle, the lone Jew among the four main characters. Catholicism, especially the child molestation scandals involving priests, has also been targeted by the show. Isn't that all covered under the First Amendment?
It is. See, I think Fox News forgets where they are sometimes.
I don't understand.
Fox News likes to make up lies about other, you know, people, Democrats. But then they pull some stunt like this, and it's only so that people talk about it. And it's really amazing that in this country, you can make fun of religion.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't remember riots in the street and thousands of people getting killed when Kevin Smith's Dogma came out.
He did he did receive death threats, though.
Yeah, but there's nut jobs everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have sent him a death threat for Red State. Come on.
Didn't like Red State?
Whatever. But, I mean, there's... I mean, how could you say... What about something like Jesus Christ Superstar?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, was Jesus a rock star and everybody around him sang? That's sacrilegious.
Yeah, I mean...
Again, you don't hear people, you know, rioting over this crap.
No, I mean, you have a very valid point.
It's just that we're so fucking stupid in the media that we just decide that, hey, we're going to cover this. You know, that's the problem. It's, you know, it's the media. There's too much of it.
Right. So there was
a government-sponsored media outlet.
There was a live poll at the bottom of the story of whether or not South Park should be investigated for blasphemy. There were 42,000 votes. 96% said no, free speech means sometimes not everyone agrees with what's said. 4%, 1,800 people thinks that they should be investigated. So those people need to go take a walk off a fucking bridge somewhere.
Yeah, but I mean, there's more serious news stories out there.
Like?
Well, this one out of Tampa, a donkey sex suspect in protective custody wants his animal back. There's a farmhand accused of engaging in a sex act with his miniature donkey named Doodle. And what he's upset about is, I want my donkey back. There's got to be due process here. I paid $500 for her. Now, it doesn't say whether Doodle was consenting or not. But there were no outward signs of any physical abuse.
Okay, so it sounds like Doodle had a good time.
And well, apparently he was described as having intimate contact with the donkey, but not intercourse. So I think they were just kind of spooning. What's wrong with that?
Or was he sucking on the, you know, the...
Well, this guy is...
Doodle's donk.
He's 31. And he has admitted that he has had sex with horses many times since he was 18 because he likes their feminine shape, behavior, and raw power.
Okay.
But he didn't do anything sexual to the donkey because she's blooming into maturity. So he's a gentleman. So, you know, I think that's a more important story than some crappy YouTube video. You know, why aren't we reporting on Gangnam Style? For Christ's sakes. I mean, that's causing riots, too.
Well, yeah, but it's not, you know, it's it. See, the
not
whole thing,
papers.
The whole thing with the with the anti-Muslim video, I watched it because I wanted to see what all the fuss was about. And it's very strange to me that Muslims are out in the streets screaming about, how dare you make our God look bad, so we're going to kill you all. Like, there's this weird thing going on, like, how dare you say that we're violent, so we're going to take to the streets,
we're gonna kill you.
And we're going to threaten to kill everybody.
Yes.
And it's like, no, that's, you're wrong. That's so fucked up. Like,
welcome to the world.
How do you prove your point of being nonviolent? You're violent? I don't know. I don't understand. I do think that people should riot over Gangnam Style, though.
I think they should. Because it's just out of control. It's worse than Call Me Maybe. I mean, have you seen the West Point version of this? The U.S. Naval Academy version?
Yes.
The Pakistan military version?
Yes.
I think it was the one of the marching bands in Georgia did it. And then there's the mother-son duo who did it on the Ellen Show. I'm just saying, Gangnam Style's bad.
Yeah,
Opa.
Yeah. So, going back to the Muslim thing, there was...
Do we have to? Boring.
Well, no.
Nobody cares.
I want to read you some of these. There's a Facebook page called Atheist Republic. And I guess there was a cartoon posted on it that put Muhammad in a bad light or whatever. And they've had hundreds upon hundreds of Muslims write in to tell Atheist Republic to take down the cartoon. And they've gotten... Now, Muslims preach peace, so keep that in mind. They've gotten comments, we will fuck you, the mom and sister of the person who make this image. There was another that said, more 9/11 coming, USA. There's one that says, we will fuck the mom and sister of the person... I already read that one.
That's not an original thought.
No. Fuck you all. We'll soon fuck your mothers because motherfucker like you, can you understand the words of bullets? Too bad for you. You, see, they can't fucking write either. Regret soon, atheist. Fuck you all. You're son of pigs, mixtures. I'm gonna kill you all. Stop this fuck. And it's ironic to me that we're gonna, you know, we're all peaceful except for when we get
the
angry.
The ones who have internet connections.
Yeah.
Well, and then is it the Prime Minister of Pakistan offered a bounty for whoever kills the guy who made the movie, and he asked for the Taliban to help?
It was I just read about that. It was a priest or something. Let me see if I can find it. Talk amongst yourselves.
So here's an important news story from Orlando, Florida. Apparently, this just in, a naked woman at the Orlando International Airport has been taken to a hospital for a mental health evaluation. This woman arrived in a taxi Friday afternoon. She took off her clothes at the entrance to the parking garage and said, Jesus made me do it. So they locked her up. Do you think, you know, do you ever hear stories like that of people hearing voices and saying, Allah told me to do it?
No.
See?
So here's a story. The Pakistani minister offered $100,000 on Saturday to anybody who kills the maker of an online video which insults Prophet Muhammad. I announce today that this blasphemer, this sinner who has spoken nonsense about the Holy Prophet, anyone who murders him, I will reward him with $100,000. That's not very religious.
Peace-loving?
Yeah. world is going to hell in a handbasket.
Yes, we're already there.
Well, if you believe in hell.
That's right.
Anyway.
Did you hear about the cat who went to Disney World in a suitcase?
No.
You didn't hear about the cat who snuck into its owner's luggage and made it all the way to Florida on the plane?
Really?
It went through x-ray, and apparently the skeleton of a cat really didn't trip any alarms for people. They're like, oh, another fucking dead cat. Christ. Let it go. The bag handler who came from, they came from Ohio.
Yeah.
The guy who handled the bags, he thought he saw the bag move, but he loaded it anyway. Awesome.
So do you remember we talked about a long time ago, there was the guy that had the contortionist that would get in the suitcase and they'd put it on the train and they'd rob people?
Yes.
So we're only one step away from that happening on airplanes now. Because if they're going to let a cat through, somebody could take an x-ray, you know, and be like, oh, look, a Halloween costume or something stupid, and let it through. Be a little midget in a bag.
Sir, do you have anything to declare? Yes, I have a midget in my bag. Go ahead.
I'm just saying. I think that that's going to happen.
Really?
That's going to be the way that the terrorists attack us again. Midgets.
Midgets.
Midgets in airplanes.
Could be.
I'm just saying.
Could be.
So, what didn't, going back to what you were saying before, what didn't you like about Red State?
The marketing campaign. The whole bullshit that, you know, I don't need marketing behind this. I can just do this viral. Well, yeah, because you're Kevin Smith.
But did you actually see the movie?
No. Did anybody?
I did.
You did? Why?
Because I wanted to see what all the fuss was about.
And was there any fuss? Was it fussy?
He missed the mark with the ending.
Oh, did he?
I will say that, yeah.
The big Bollywood musical number just didn't do it for you?
No, he had a chance to take it in a really interesting direction, and he pussed out.
Oh.
Now, I say that as never having made a Hollywood movie before, but... You know, because you'll always get the people that say, well, what have you done? Well, I've never done anything on that scale. But he kept talking about in all these interviews of how every time he thought it was going to go in one direction, he changes the flow of the movie. And it's true. It starts out as one thing and you wind up in a completely different place at the end. And it's not the story of the person you thought it was going to be. But right at the end, he had an opportunity to take it in a really cool direction, and he just pushed out and went for the regular ending. And I was a bit disappointed.
Really? You didn't like the... You wanted the ending to be the rapture?
Yes, I did. How did... Okay. Are you reading something on the internet?
No, not at all.
All right, so spoilers. Anybody who hasn't seen it.
Nobody's going to see this movie. It's not even on Redbox, is it?
Yeah. Well, no, it's on Netflix streaming.
Oh, streaming.
I know.
That's where all the big movies are.
I know. Which always scares me when I see a movie that I wanted to see show up in streaming like right away. I was like, oh, I'm going to be disappointed then. But at the very end, John Goodman is standing there and they're trying to attack this compound. And all of a sudden they hear like trumpets. A single note trumpet.
Yep.
And the guys come out, the people that the religious cult comes out, and they're like, oh, it's the rapture, and that's the four horsemen, and judgment's coming. And then they cut to John Goodman sitting in like a
prison cell.
No, he's sitting at a conference table, and he's explaining the story to his superior, And he says, well, the guy goes, well, what was the sound? And instead of doing something really cool, like, well, it was the rapture, and doing this story of
Into Blondie's The Rapture.
Yes. Like all of a sudden people start disappearing except for this family, and they get morally destroyed because they think they're doing God's work.
And, but they're not.
But they're not. And, you know, to talk about like religion and all that stuff. But instead, the ending is there was a group of kids that decided to mess with the religious family, and they get an old giant speaker, and they set it up at the edge of the property to play these single note sounds that they downloaded from the internet. And I was like, really? That's the fucking ending that you went with? I was very disappointed.
Really? That's kind of funny.
No.
No?
No.
You mess with crazy people by putting a speaker somewhere and having it do stuff?
Well, see, here's the problem with it. When you first start to hear the trumpet notes, it's hurting everybody's ears, and they can't figure out where the sound is coming from. And in order to do that, the speaker would have to be so fucking big and so loud. It had to be sitting on their property. And it doesn't make any sense when you start, you know, looking at it. And I don't know.
You think the better ending of the movie would have been that John Goodman's character is rolled up in the fetal position on the ground while all these people's chests are exploding around him? And then he sees a giant angel with a sword piercing one of the fellow agents. And the angel looks at John Goodman and puts his finger to his lips and goes, shh, and then flies away.
Oh, is
that would have been a better ending? And then
that,
the four horsemen of the apocalypse come out of the sky.
I know what you're reading, so.
Yes.
His proposed ending that he really wanted to do or whatever.
Yeah.
He's
got some issues with the Catholic Church, doesn't he?
Yeah. But he claims to be religious, which is really bizarre.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't know. I think it could have been handled between the two, the one he really wanted to do and the one he wound up doing. I think there was a better ending in it. But he didn't do it. He just, you know, he could have pushed it that much farther, and he didn't. Again, speaking of somebody who's never made a movie, so.
We've made a short movie.
We have. We made a couple. We've done some projects.
We have.
You know, I did see a movie last night, though, that I really enjoyed, which I didn't think I was going to.
Yeah? What was that?
I saw The Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah. I'm interested in seeing it after reading the synopsis of it.
It's very interesting. I won't spoil a lot of it for you. But it's not what you think it is. By the time you get to the end, it's really interesting and really well done. And the fact that the movie studio looked at it and couldn't figure out what to do with it should be a testament to how good it is. Like, and I've heard people say you either love this movie or you hate it. There's no kind of in the middle type thing. But I really enjoyed it. Like, the entire time you're watching, they're intercutting between two separate groups of people.
Right.
And you're watching one of these kids in this cabin, and then you're cutting back to this other group of people, and you have no clue what's going on until about halfway through. And they kind of tie the two together, and I thought it was very well done.
Really?
Yeah. You know, I think that Joss Whedon really knows how to write a good story.
He does.
You know? He's had some stumbling blocks along the way. I mean, he did write Alien 3. Or no, Alien Resurrection. But, you know, he's had more hits than misses.
Right.
So, you know, I think they need to let him do his own thing from now on. I think with the Avengers and all the success that he's had, they just need to leave him alone. They need to make him like a Spielberg-type person. We'll give you money, you do whatever you want. There's going to be an audience. I think that's what they should do.
Sure, why not? You start giving them money.
I'd love to be able to, you know, show up to these people and say, you have a real keen mind and good sense of storytelling. Here's some money to go make the movie that you want to make.
Here's $10 and a GoPro.
Well, I mean,
go create.
When you look at the amount of Kickstarter projects now, and you look at the names behind some of them, it's very telling that Hollywood's going to end up in a direction of self-finance stuff by filmmakers who don't want Hollywood telling them what to do and what not to do in their own movies.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have web series like The Guild and Fresh Hell and stuff like that.
Yep.
Where they just kind of abandon the normal rules, like Dr. Horrible.
Right.
They would never have been able to get away with that on TV or in a movie or whatever. But they made it work on the internet. And I think those people, there should be a financed outlet for those people.
Well, I mean, I think Kickstarter is coming that way.
Yeah.
That you no longer need to go to these people and kiss their asses. And, you know.
Yeah, I mean, and I've seen some things come out of people that we know. You know, they're using a relatively cheap, like, Canon DSLR to film stuff, and
mm-hmm.
it looks good, and it's funny, and I think, you know, it's kind of the way things need to go, especially for independent people.
Definitely.
You know, did you see our friend Mario, the thing that he did where he played the thug?
No, I didn't.
No. I guess it was trying to explain the rules of D&D to people, but it was done like an old 50s, like this is Bob and blah, 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 blah. And it was really good. It was really well done for being made with no money. I think that's what we need to do. The Dance Monkey Dance Show.
And we need to pitch it to Fox News.
Okay.
Yeah. Interesting. But yeah, I do believe that Kickstarter is the way of the future, because you can find projects that are, you know, have very little support behind it, and projects that are like over 100% funded.
Yeah.
And they're really not asking for a lot of money.
No, and I think it's the strength of the presentation which makes it whether or not it gets funded or not. Because if you just go up there and say, hey, I need money to make a movie.
Right.
Nobody's going to give you money. But if you kind of lay it out of what you're going to do and you know, the reward system is kind of strange for Kickstarter stuff. Like if you donate $10, your name will be in the credits. And it's like,
right.
Okay. Like,
I know. Well, I mean, what else can you really give away when you think about it?
Well, if you're not famous, there's not a whole lot to do.
Right.
But, I mean, you see some of these famous people that are giving away, like, dinners and shit like that. I don't know. I think it's
The guy who created Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah.
Is on Kickstarter.
Okay.
And he's got over $136,000 in donations. And, yeah, he's really not giving away much. You know, like, signed pictures or a piece of a storyboard or a comic book or, you know.
Well,
or for $10,000, he will personally animate your ass in the movie. That's what it says.
But, you know, like you see things, like there was a Kickstarter project they wanted to do. They wanted to do a documentary about the guy who does Big Bird.
Yes.
And I don't know if it ever got funded or not, but it was like, that should be something that they shouldn't have to go to Kickstarter to do.
But really, who else would finance that?
the people who run Sesame Street? Henson?
But they have no... Nah, it's Children's Television Workshop, and they have no money.
Oh.
But again, that project is over 100,000, 100% funded.
Okay.
$124,000.
Okay.
And, you know, for $25, you get a DVD of the film. For $100, you get a DVD or a Blu-ray signed by Big Bird. You know, for $500, you get a custom one sheet. For $10,000, you get a private dinner for you and a guest with Big Bird.
That's a lot of money.
Dude, it's Big Bird. Come on.
I want him
How
in the suit.
How fucking cool to walk into the Arby's with Big Bird.
But see, that's the thing. I want him in the suit with the voice. I want.
Oh, you don't think $10,000, you can't convince him to get in the damn suit?
I would hope so. But, you know, it's weird because, like, I watched the presentation they did, and they had, like, half the thing done.
Right.
And, you know, if it's a labor of love, it's much easier to sell it after the movie's completed than trying to raise money to finish the film. I mean, it's great that they're over 100%.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you have the ability to do it and then want to try to sell it later, do that. I mean, I think Kickstarter should be for people who can't even afford a camera to shoot.
Well, yeah, but you get $124,000, you can buy a camera.
I guess. There's one called Putting the F Back in Puppet.
Yeah, and you see how little he's gotten?
$153.
That's right. Yeah. But, I mean, we've talked about it before. I mean, I think Kickstarter is really an interesting concept in this day of age. You know, I mean, it's no different than political fundraising. It's creative fundraising.
Yeah, and you know, there's definitely, I mean, Kickstarter is just one of the many now.
Right.
You know, if you can't find somebody that's got a vision kind of like you.
I mean, Whoopi Goldberg has a project on Kickstarter. And she wants to make a documentary about an African-American stand-up comic, Moms Mabley. You don't think that Whoopi couldn't do this herself?
I was just going to ask you that. What's
because the goal was only 65,000 and she's got almost 74,000.
Yeah, you can't
for
tell me
$30, you get a personalized thank you letter.
You can't tell me she can't raise 60 grand on her own.
Oh, but for 75, you get signed copies of Sister Act 1 and 2 on DVD.
Oh boy.
For $250, you get a thank you phone call from Whoopi.
I don't think that's.
For $10,000, dinner for you and a guest with Whoopi. At a restaurant of her choosing.
Nice.
It's definitely bizarre. I mean, I guess the biggest thing is, like, you should never put your own money into a project. But then you look at somebody like Kevin Smith, who made a career out of putting his own money into projects, and where is he today?
But he never did that.
He backed out his credit cards.
The only one that he ever did that with was Clerks. Everything else was either a studio or Red State was investors.
Right.
I mean, he's only ever done it once.
He only got to do one.
Well, but in this day and age, for $27,000, you can make an awesome movie. It doesn't have to be black and white on 16mm.
Correct.
You know, you can do HD full color with visual effects.
On a crappy laptop.
Yeah, on a crappy laptop. And you know, it's all going to come down the story now.
True.
But see, then you look at the guy. Oh, what the hell was his name? He's shooting the new Evil Dead movie.
Sam Raimi?
No. He's... What's his name? Fede Alvarez?
Okay.
He's the guy who did... he did a 5-minute short film that he made by himself, and it was a bunch of giant robots attacking the city that he lived in.
Okay.
It's really well done. Sam Raimi looked at it and said, "How would you like to direct a Hollywood film?" He did it with, I think he did it with a DSLR and an off-the-shelf 3D compositing program. And he's now making Hollywood films.
Well, see? It's all it takes.
I know. Well, and he didn't have to go through Kickstarter to do it. So there is still a way to get in, kind of like Kevin Smith did. Because I really want to say that he only spent like $300 on this short film. It was called Panic Attack. It was... The tagline is Giant Robots Invade Montevideo.
Montevideo.
The estimated budget was $300. He's now filming a movie that's got a budget of several million dollars. So it is possible. It's all about making it. $14 million is the estimated budget for the new Evil Dead.
Cool.
Yeah.
Interesting. All well, you know. Is
get somebody's attention.
And their money. So for $10,000, you can have dinner with the monkey. And we'll give you a t-shirt. Of our choosing.
Absolutely.
You know, it's probably from the car wash down the street, but hey, it's a t-shirt and it's free.
It may not say Dance Monkey Dance on it, but...
Well, actually, it's probably not free because you're going to pay $10,000 for it, but... There you have it.
Just follow your dreams, people.
Follow That's your it. Dreams. Put them in a bucket, bury them in the backyard. That way you'll always know where they are.
That's right.
In fact, you know what? None of you should follow your dreams because you're just in the way of ours. And that's pretty much all I got to say.
Okay. Well, if you want to if you want to tell John that you do want to follow your dreams, send us an email at
him. I'd rather they just send money. Just send us money. Okay. I don't want to know about your dreams. I don't really care. Send us money. Large bills, unmarked.
Okay. Send us an email telling us that you're going to send us money at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. Follow us on Twitter. Listen to all the streaming sites. You know, tell everybody that you know, hey, you should listen to these guys. They're kind of funny. Or maybe not.
Whatever. Yes. Tell the people you don't like that you should.
There listen. You go. Because everybody, I think everybody dislikes more people than they like, right?
True. I know I do.
So there you go. That's what you should do.
Yes.
And let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week. No, nothing?
What are you waiting for?